This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
It's Freestyle Friday, everybody, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for March 4th, episode 1374, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
And when you're dead, you're done. So let the good times roll.
Let the good times roll. Oh, keep playing that, man. Oh, there you go.
It's all we're allowed to play.
I love it. I feel like I'm going to let the good times roll this weekend. You guys know I was supposed to head to Monty Roberts this weekend and start my intro training course and everything. And sadly, I... Thor broke my foot, went in, fell on me and broke my foot. So I can't go. So I contacted Chad and I decided we were like, let's go to LA and visit our brother-in-law and sister-in-law, his brother and sister-in-law. So we call them up and they're like, oh, sorry, we're not going to be home. We're going to be in Vegas. So I'm going to Vegas tomorrow.
You got to visit him one way or another.
Oh, we had nothing else to do. He had already taken off work because he was going to go with me and spend a couple of days at Monty's with me. And so, so we had some time. So we're going to Vegas, baby.
Is the baby going to Vegas? Is Luke?
The baby's going because
he's
going
to learn blackjack.
It's about time.
Yeah, it is. He's really 2.5 now. He should know how to play that by now.
He probably would be like this amazing card.
Yeah, you know what? He'll be better than you. You bet.
I know.
Because they don't think as much. They just play.
It's emotional. He'd be like, hit. Nah. No. But we're just excited.
Here's your chips. Now go play.
Yeah. I wonder how crutches is going to go around in the whole Vegas thing. Like, maybe people are going to be nice to me.
Did they have those old people scooters?
Oh, my God. If I rode around Vegas in a scooter, that would be the most awesome thing ever.
And you know what's the really nice thing about those scooters? And because we've been to Disney many times with Jennifer's parents who are hard to walk now. They're, you know, actually her stepdad is 85. They're arriving today, by the way. So they rent the scooter to get around Disney. You want to know what the nicest thing is? The basket. You get to put all your crap in the basket. You don't have to carry it.
It's like going through Walmart.
It is. You just put it all in the basket. It's so nice.
I can't describe to you the feeling that you get, even though I have a big giant boot on, when you're driving around, like I said, I had this happen the other day. When you're driving around Walmart in the scooter, there's just a stigma that kind of goes along with it in my mind. And I just had such a hard... And then it doesn't go. And then everybody walks faster than the scooter. And I'm like, I need to go get milk, hon. I'll be right back. And I'm going like less than walk speed. Like people are passing me. I'm like, this is so disturbing. Oh, my God. Humiliating. But... In Vegas, it would be a different thing because then I'd get like the pity vote and then people, oh, come on over here. Oh, you need some hair. Hey, blackjack. I could win. I could win a lot. I'll play it up. That's a great idea, Glenn. Thank you very much.
You're
Jennifer,
welcome.
What's coming up on today?
Oh, before we get to Jennifer, though, sorry, dear. Scooter has a message for Thor. It's this.
You know, if Thor was, you know, let's just say that Thor has spoken to me about this whole scooter going viral.
And for those that don't know, Scooter's video now is up to 127,000 shares. We have doubled the number of likes on our Facebook page in the last week, thanks to Scooter. Just saying. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying about Thor? What was his name again?
He He's coming. You are such a jerk. What was his name again? He's coming. He's coming for him. Actually, I started teaching the mounting block lesson to Zeus last night. And how cute is it going to be when little four legs of chrome and big old Blaze come running over the mounting block sideways? Scooter's not even going to matter anymore. We're not going to remember his name. And it's, you know, on.
There's a couple things that have happened since we talked to you last. So we'll go to Jennifer first and we'll find out what's coming up in today's show. And
then we'll find out how awesome Scooter is.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we are joined by Chloe Linton, horse gal and aspiring musician, in the middle of the show. And then forming a hidden guest sandwich, we'll have hair-raising headlines on one end, and on the other, we're going to have some listener-submitted useless websites for horse people. And then galloping full tilt to the finish, really bad ads sets the bar so low that even a Western pleasure horse could trot over it. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Really don't have to add to that, do you? It just speaks for itself. My Daphne Soars gets my daily Winnie. She's from Long Valley, New Jersey. She won the Practical Horseman and Dressage Today. We work with Dressage Today for the Dressage Show. They had a contest, and you had to do a little essay, 250-word essay, detailing why they deserve to win a one-day educational clinic for themselves and nine of their friends at the barn with Boyd and Silva Martin. And she won it. So they get to spend an entire day with Boyd and Silva. Now, that's a pretty good deal. That's a pretty good prize right there.
I didn't even know about this. I would have entered 400 times.
Well, the people did enter 646 entries.
Wow.
Yeah. So they had a lot of entries. Boyd and Silva are pretty popular. And to get to spend an entire day for you and 10 of your friends, that would be like a dream come true. So
I don't have 10 friends. I'd be like, I have 10 horses.
Can I just ride them 10 times? You have a bunch of students.
And it's really terrible that, let's be real, I'm 38 years old and I pretty much have a bunch of 13-year-olds as friends.
Oh, we were the same guy. That's who hangs out at your barn. When we had the big barn, that's all that we did have a couple of adults, but you know, I think your barn either ends up being an adult barn or a teenager barn.
Yeah. I like teenagers a lot better than adults. So
there's actually probably less drama. There's teenage drama, which seems to be less than adult drama.
Teenage drama is like ridiculous drama.
Right, exactly.
I think that adult drama kind of matters more. I mean, it mattered when I was 13, my drama mattered. So I let them have their drama. But sometimes when they do stuff, I'm like, that was so stupid. What were they thinking? I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. They're not friends of mine. They're 13.
That's right.
You have to let that go. But yes, anyway, congrats. Well, I wasn't going to do it, but I'm just going to go ahead and tell you that Poland has contacted me.
The
country of Poland has contacted me because they saw the mounting block lesson with Thor, because Debbie Lauk shared it again, I think, or something, and she posted it on my page, or she saw it on this person. Poland, the country, saw it on Thor's page. And Joanna, now I don't know how to do Polish last
names. Joanna
from Poland. Grzybyabib. bless her heart. She it wasn't really the country of Poland. I'm trying to make it sound more important than it was, but somebody from Poland saw the video and asked me how I did that. And so I referred them to Monty Roberts University, and she's like, I can't wait to check it out. I'm subscribing. And now we've introduced the mounting block technique and Thor to the country of Poland. Thank you very much. So when you start getting all these Polish listeners and Polish listens, just know that it was
from
Thor.
Scooter.
It was Thor. That's almost as bad as chili.
It really is. It really is almost as bad as chili.
You should hear Thor. All I do, I walk outside, he goes, Like, how you doing, mama?
Hey, if anybody, for those that tuned in the morning after Jamie broke her foot, and we're really hoping that she'd be high on pain meds and a little bit silly. Well, she couldn't get her pain meds that night in the ER. So if you want to hear Jamie a little silly and high on pain meds today, this morning is the time.
Yeah.
She's a little high on pain meds this morning.
I might have made a mistake. I overslept this morning because I took one of the Whoppers a little too late last night.
Still a little silly on pain meds today.
Oh, so I need to tone it down, boss?
No, that's fine. I'm enjoying. I was reading some of the comments, back to the scooter video, because, you know, that's what it's all about. Reading some of the comments. There's 5,200 comments now. By the way, it takes a long time to get through. I read maybe 200-300 of them, because it takes a long time to read 5,200 comments. But now it's gone into the mainstream world, you know, not horse people.
No.
So it's funny to read the comments on this. I wish I had some here, but I can't seem to find them again. Facebook.
Where's the video? Where can we find the video?
You have to scroll down on the Horses in the Morning page. I had posted it like last week.
Okay.
So it's there somewhere. Or go to Horse Nation, did a little article on it. So you can go to horsenation.com. It's on there too. So anyway, I was reading some of them, and it was just very funny. I mean, it was just very funny, some of them. And then the animal rights people jumped in a couple of places, too, talking about, well, I had posted a picture from a year after this video where he was actually the first time he was in the cart. And that's where the animal rights people jumped in about how mean and cruel it was I was doing that to this pony.
What? Are you serious? They did not.
Yes, they did.
So, well, I remember the first time this went viral, somebody posted. Now, let me, if you haven't seen the video, this is a huge green paddock. And
oh, yes, I forgot about this lady.
Huge trees and green paddock, and it's beautiful. And somebody said,
Florida.
The poor horse is bored. He has a terrible place to live. Like, everything is awful. And so they were like, this poor horse is bored and he has no fun at all. I'm like, he lives in like this huge, ginormous shaded paddock of grass. I'm like, what do you want? I'm like, he should live on a rainbow glen and gallop back and forth along the rainbow.
A couple of the comments were one of them was, and I thought this was interesting, that she had a horse that rolled in water too, and it ended up that the horse had severe intestinal problems. So bring my horse to the vet right away. I want rest assured, everybody, this video is like years old, and he's as happy and feisty as ever. And then several of the posts that I saw, and I only read a couple hundred of them, said he needs a friend. He's obviously bored. But you just can't see Beaker in the video. You know, Beaker doesn't come rolling the water. So for all the new listeners, Scooter is fine. And a lot of people even sending us private messages asking how Scooter is today. Yes, we still own Scooter. He's going to be here forever. He's as ornery as ever. And he has you all fooled because he's really a rotten little pony. No. He's nice. He's a fun pony. And he's happy and healthy. And yes, he loves to pull the cart. So there. I'm done with Scooter now. Everybody wants to know how Lucky's doing. Give us the update on Lucky. Now, Lucky is the Basset Hound that Jamie rescued. We do a lot of rescuing, apparently, here on the show. That Jamie rescued from the shelter, is about to be put down, and had a few thousand health issues.
Yeah, he was deemed unadoptable because of his health issues. And now, I mean, obviously, the pound didn't know what they were doing, but the health issues have proven to be somewhat significant.
Well, you've tackled most of them. If we look at a chart of the dog's body and we take a look at all the various health issues he had when you got him, we've narrowed it down to one little section.
Only one left. I mean, aside from all the tumors on his body, which are never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, but
those.
But the problem is with the Basset Hound, the one area that's left is huge.
I know. Bless his heart. His ears have been infected since day one. And we started treating the ears when we started treating everything. You know, he had big tumors in his mouth and he had black teeth. And so we've taken those tumors out and we've removed all the teeth that were bad. And so what's left is these massively terrible ears. Now, if you're having breakfast, just hold on. Don't take a bite yet.
We'll
because
count
when,
five. All right.
One, when you lift his two. Ear up, it's blood and pus that comes out. Like, we're talking terrible. And Lucky is like Pigpen from Charlie Brown, where there's just like this like cloud of stink around him that does not keep his mama from loving him. Let me just tell you that. It keeps Chad from loving him all that much. God, this dog stinks. You walk in the living room and like just because he's on his bed and whatnot.
Because he's rotting from the ears out.
I know, it's so bad. And so I've done, gosh, we have been to the vet every other week since I got him. And sometimes more, but the ears is every other week. So we've done cultures and antibiotics and oral meds and topical meds and holistic meds. And we've done this whole entire thing. And everything kind of works like when you're doing it. But then once you get off of it, it's gone. So finally I went in on Monday and the vet was like, my normal vet, he's awesome. And he just said, I can't do anything else. You've got to go to a specialist. So we went to a dermatologist, which... oh, gosh, it's expensive. The office visit alone was $190. I'm like, what are they doing? And they're only in my side of town like one day a week. So the only appointment I could get was yesterday. So I went to the vet. And she's this wonderful woman who like comes in and sits down. Now, this is a dermatologist because apparently and she sits down. She immediately goes in. Dogs, dermatologist, the ears, infections are a skin problem and are an allergy. In humans, you'd go to the ear, nose, and throat. So that's why you're at a dermatologist for ear infection. And I told her, you know, I've been to so many vets and just spent thousands of dollars on this dog. And this works. Anything I'm doing works like right then. She said, and I said, my husband is so fed up over this dog and going to the vet and all this. Like my child was 6 months late for his last appointment that he was supposed to get. It's like supposed to get one at 2. I finally got him in at 2.5. But it's because I've been going to the dang vet so much, I didn't have time to take my kid to the doctor. We all have priorities. She told me to tell your husband that this is the last vet that Lucky will ever see regarding his ears.
Oh,
I was like,
there's
really?
Confidence.
Oh, that's some confidence. Yeah, no kidding. So basically we're on a 3-month go time. Okay. Let me just read first of all, she did a cytology. And it's never good. A cytology is when she stuck Q-tips in each ear and like put it on a microscope slide
and looked at it
and looked under it. And she was, you know, she's like, well, it doesn't.
Ew.
I know. And he just screams when that you can't even lift his ear without him screaming. So he's obviously in a massive amount of pain. So it's never good when the paper says cytology of right ear revealed 4+ mixed rosin, neutrophils, da, 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 and very extremely rare coccid bacteria. Like extremely rare
is not something you want to see.
You never want to see that, or your vet go, I've never seen this before.
Yes,
which I've had
because you
that
know
this
they
week.
Both translate to one thing: dollars.
Yeah, that's never good. So anyway, they did. There's an underlying allergic disease, the diagnosis, and it's otitis externa, which is just inflammation of the ear canal. So the treatment, they gave me this medicine that they actually make themselves, plus a antibiotic that you have to keep in the freezer because it digests better, I guess, when it's in the freezer. And it's horrific. And it was the antibiotic was like $200, just the antibiotic. I was shocked.
I've never heard one of keep.
And you
the
have
freezer.
To keep it. I know. And she's like, don't Google this because it's really hard on people. And you don't, but dogs are different. So she's like, don't Google this. And I was like, I won't Google
anything. Oh, that's never also a good sign is when the vet says, don't Google. Well, they don't want you to Google anything. But
well, she's like, don't Google this because you'll find what it has done in humans, and it's not good in humans. It has a lot of reactions in humans, but it doesn't have those reactions in dogs. So she's like, just don't Google it. I was like, okay, done. So, I know, bless her. Well, I'm like, I've tried everything. I even asked her, some of our listeners submitted some different, I got messages from listeners about different things they've done with their dogs. And she was like, Yeah, no, don't do that. Yeah, no, don't do that. Oh, that's not, no, don't do it. No, don't do it. So basically she was like, just do this.
So it's super antibiotics.
Super antibiotics. We've got to treat the pain and the inflammation. So he's on a steroid
now. You
could
just give him one of those pain pills you took last night. He'd be fine for a week.
It's the same dang pill.
Guys. It is?
Yes! Tramadol. Horses take it. Dogs take it.
You just cut yours in a quarter. He'll be fine.
I know. No, actually, he gets twice the dose I do. So, no. It's just a mess. So anyway, so in 4 days, we have to do these ear drops, and then everything is, you have to do this every 12 hours and then this every 24 hours and then one capsule by mouth for every 24 hours with food for the first week and then on an empty stomach up the second week and then one tablet of prednisone every 12 hours and two tablets by mouth every 8 hours for them. I'm like, oh my God, like I have to set alarms. And then she's like, I have to see you in exactly 2 weeks. And I was like, I'm going to be out of town. Like, what do I do? And I have to have my farm sitter take him to the vet because he needs to be there in exactly 2 weeks. Oh, gosh.
Who's going to be doing all of this over the weekend when you're playing slots?
My wonderful farm sitter. And she knows.
You better give that girl a bonus.
I will. Trust me, I will. Anyway, so that's the update. So I feel like we finally have what she said basically is you treat the inflammation and then the bacteria takes over and then you treat the bacteria and the inflammation takes over. So then the bacteria is still there. So she's like, you kind of have to aggressively treat the inflammation for 4 days and then start putting the meds in once the stuff has gone down. And then this is going to be what she said, 3 months. We're looking at 3 months. So I won't bore you guys with this again, but 3 months long, just know that I'm timing pill dropping times and feeding times and the amount of rotisserie chicken that the dog has already eaten. Now I have to go get more. She's like, is he good at pills? I was like, yep. And he eats a lot of rotisserie chicken for it. I'm vegetarian. I'm like, oh, you're picking up the chicken.
I think it's funny that you're a vegetarian, yet your dog's eating chicken.
The only way I can get him to eat his pills. And so I have to.
And I know dogs are, don't send me emails. I know dogs are carnivores and all that, but don't send me emails. I just love the irony. That's all.
Well, I'm like, I have a little thing that I do with the chicken when I have it. I say out loud, I am so sorry and thank you very much. And I have to take pieces.
You apologize to the dead chicken?
I vocally do it out loud. It's not enough to just think it. You have to apologize to it out loud.
Well, here, I'll make you feel better about your dead chickens. I was sent to this, or Wendy did this the other day. You know Glenn the Duck?
Oh,
my namesake duck?
Yes.
They didn't eat it. Don't worry. It's okay. She's not going to eat Glenn the Duck. And you know how she has three little ducklings that she named Jennifer, Helena, and Jamie?
Yes.
Well, we actually now have a recording of Glenn the Duck. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Glenn the Duck.
Glenn.
There's Wendy. That's what I sound like. Glenn the Duck. There you go. That was exciting.
I love so much that she named her duck after you.
Well, and all the other ducks are being named after the other hosts on the network. We're all just a big party. I have a harem now.
I'm telling you what, if Glenn the Duck starts raping other ducks, ducklings, we're changing names.
That's the first thing that Wendy, that's first thing Helena said, actually. She's like, what?
I'm like, if Glenn the Duck starts messing around with these girls, we're coming after Glenn.
So the other day on the show, if you listened on Tuesday, you heard the name Iggy Azalea on the show because apparently she had come and looked at some horses with Emily.
Really?
Yes. It just came out of the blue on the jumping show on Tuesday. And then I see on the Daily Mail, there's this article about Iggy. Guess who is going to be the next big eventer in the United States?
Oh, my gosh. Iggy Azalea.
She's going eventing. You know how all of the celebrity are in the big wealthy, you know, the Gateses and the Bloomberg's kids are all doing jumping? Well, Iggy decided that that wasn't enough. So she is going to be doing some eventing. Apparently she takes her lessons in LA like the rest of them. There must be one farm where all the celebrities go that like has a fence around it. But she, I loved in this article from the Daily Mail, because, you know, the Daily Mail really likes to talk about what they wear. And it says, Iggy looked pretty great, too. Now, she was taking a lesson. Iggy looked pretty great, too, both in terms of firm, and equestrian fashion. For her ride, the rapper from Down Under wore a pair of black tight jodhpurs with a pink Ariat riding top. For safety and comfort, the star also wore a helmet and donned a pair of leather riding gloves. Yes, that's what we all wear.
That's pretty much standard.
Yes.
Although I'm sure hers costs a little more than mine.
Now, if you remember right, it was, wasn't it her that said last year that she was, she had announced on Twitter or whatever that she was really going to go for it 2016 and going to be at the Olympics?
No, that was Sports Illustrated model or something that all of a sudden
had
picked up and they were like, she's going to be on the Olympic team.
That's
I Googled her and she like never even evented ever.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't know if I believe the Daily Mail going, oh, she's going to compete in the grueling equestrian event. And take
Well, apparently, as she announced to her 6 million fans on Twitter, that she is she's going to get serious about her horsemanship and take it to the next level in 2016.
Good. I'd love to see her at a competition.
She has 2 horses, apparently. She has 2 horses. So she rides every time she's in L.A., apparently. So there you go. There's your Celebrity Friday Celebrity Report on Iggy.
And she's a lot more normal looking than I have seen. So
yeah, I mean, when she's riding a horse, she just looks like another, you know, 20-year-old horse girl rider. Yes.
Yeah, she doesn't have like the...
There's not purple hair and...
Cotton candy hair. And she's really kind of normal looking. Cool. Well, good. That's great. Ariat must be just clamoring to send her, you know, a bunch of new shirts.
And the animal rights activists are going to go crazy again with this story that has been all over the place, which I'm sure you've seen 50 times, Jamie, of the spooked New York City police horse. Who apparently during rush hour traffic decided to dump his police officer daddy and take a wild ride down 48th Street. He took a right onto 6th Avenue. He knocked off the side mirror of a cab on the way by. And the cabbie said, it looked like some mad horse. People were screaming. Thank God nobody got hurt.
That really calms him down when you just scream and panic.
Yes, and everybody was screaming, apparently. Gunny, the horse's name is Gunny, then headed to 47th Street. And as all horses do, they go back to where they know, ended up at the parking garage where the mounted unit takes breaks. So he was just going back for a break. He was hungry, thirsty, something. Needed a beer and headed back to home. So they found him there and they were able to wrangle him into the horse trailer and take him back. He's apparently fine. The police officer is fine. Everybody's fine. But now you know what's going to happen. All the PETA people are going to come out of the woodwork.
Well, Mayor Bill de Blasio, who's trying to get the carriage horses limited, if not completely banned because they've been spooked by traffic, has said that NYPD horses are, air quotes, completely different from carriage horses.
Oh, yeah. We all know that horses are just completely different.
That's just totally different using a horse for a police horse and using a horse for carriage driving.
Yeah. Police horses don't spook and run 5 blocks to back to home, take out cabs on the way. They don't do that.
Yeah. Some of the comments, is the horse going to be charged with assaulting a police officer?
That's a good question. All right, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products. And then we're coming back with our first guest of the show today. And we're going to be talking a little horses and music.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf, the final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And of course, you can follow them also on Facebook. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. Well, we had an email from a listener, one of our great listeners out of, is she Virginia, Celeste Coulter?
Yes.
She's out of Virginia, and she said, I know you're always looking for new music to play, because we can only play independent artists here on the show. And she said, I'm friends on Facebook with another girl who got a baby from the colored horse or thoroughbred breeder. They breed colored thoroughbreds. And she also got a horse from that same breeder. So she knew of this girl and loves her music. And I said, well, let's get her on the show. And that's what we've done. We have Chloe Litton on the show with us this morning. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, how are y'all doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us from Nashville.
I'm so excited.
Well, now, Celeste said, let's talk horses, and then we'll talk music, because you know what? We're a horse show, and we all love to talk horses, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So tell us, you got one of the babies like Celeste got from this colored thoroughbred breeder?
I did. The lady is out of Eagleville, Tennessee. She has a farm full of colored thoroughbreds, and Celeste has a Palomino filly that is full thoroughbred, which is pretty rare. And that's what this lady specializes in, is Palomino, paint, buckskin, thoroughbreds. And the cool thing about my baby that I have, his sire was a Palomino thoroughbred. His mom was Sorrel, so he came out Sorrel. He doesn't have the Palomino color, but he's still really, really cool. He has a cool flaxen mane and tail, so he's sweet as a button.
Now, this is, you have other horses too? Is this your only one?
Yes. No, I have two others besides him.
Aha, uh-huh. So you're collecting.
Yes, I'm collecting.
Now, do you show or anything?
Actually, my older thoroughbred, he's turning 15 this year. He's off the track, and we are entering our first dressage show in April.
Oh, wow, good for you.
Thank you, we're excited.
Very cool. So do you, obviously you're partial to thoroughbreds, is there a reason?
The 15-year-old that I have that I was just talking about, he was the first one that I got. I found this horse on Craigslist, and I got him for, you know, very cheap, and he is the sweetest horse I've ever met in my life. He, you know, he isn't built for dressage, but he has a bigger heart than any horse that I've ever ridden or, you know, owned in my life, and I just love him so much, so I don't think there could be a different breed that I would love more than thoroughbred.
There you go. And there's a lot of our listeners that are agreeing and shaking their heads and said, you go, girl, right now.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you. So what do you find so special about the thoroughbred?
I think what I find so special about them, especially the ones that are off the track, they've seen so much in their life. They've been to so many different places. They've seen some crazy stuff. They've met so many people in their life. And when they finally, you know, come home to their forever home, which is in my case, my horse, Caleb, I'm his mom. I'm his mama. And he just tries so hard for me. Like, we'll be in the arena for 45 minutes and still at the very end of our, you know, our workout, he's trying with everything he has. And, you know, obviously afterwards, he's a troublemaker and is wanting treats for it. But he's so funny, and his personality just is ridiculous. I love him so much.
I saw pictures on your Facebook page of you with a black horse. Is that the new one?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the new one. He is a Friesian cross. I'm super, super excited about him. I've wanted a Friesian my whole life. They're like the fairy tale horse, I guess you could say. Everybody knows what they are. And a really good friend of mine, her name's Lisa Harders. She is a dressage trainer in Clarksville, Georgia. Has an awesome stallion. I'm like, man, I really, really want one of his babies one day. So things just happened to work out, and here came along my baby horse. His name is Sephiro. And so I decided to get him. He's not home yet. I'm still paying on him. But as soon as he's home, he's going to be with my other thoroughbred colt, Griffin, and they're going to be buddies. So well, I'm
this is one big
home.
Colt. Unless you're about 4 foot two, yeah. This is going to be a big horse.
He is going to be a chunk. I'm telling you. His dad, which is a Frisian, he's an old baroque style Frisian. He's a classic type. He's pretty big. He's 16'2" hands. And his mom is strange. She's half Percheron, half spotted saddle horse.
Well, there's
so
a combination.
We thought that he was going to come out with spots. Yeah, it's crazy. We thought that he was going to come out spotted, but he came out solid black, and he's going to look exactly like his dad.
He's cool. And I love Percheron, so you can almost you can see a little bit of the Percheron influence in this baby.
Now, did you say he's Percheron spotted saddle horse?
That was the mom.
That's the mom. The dad is full Frisian.
Like a gated... Gated or
not
gated?
No.
But is
no,
he confused?
He moves like a Frisian.
Is he confused?
I don't know.
Is he going to want to get to be 10 years old and change?
This is what I was born to do.
I was
born to dance.
Is he going to have a talk with you when he's 10?
I don't know.
That's funny. So at some point along this horsey, by the way, did you always do dressage or was this just something new? This is all brand new to you.
No, I did not. I actually grew up doing rodeo, barrel race, pole bend, all that stuff, and then switched over to show and pasathenos. So I have a lot of experience with, passos and stuff like that. And then after that, I got my thoroughbred. And I wanted to do jumping, but he had some old injuries from the racetrack. So our only option really was trail riding or dressage. So we started doing dressage together, and I love it. I don't think I'm ever going to do anything.
That's
else.
Quite a journey from barrel racing
yes.
to pasathenos to dressage. That's quite a journey.
Yes.
Well, now, somewhere along the way, you must have picked up a guitar. And from what I hear, and Jamie, you play guitar a little bit. Is it really a lot harder to play a 12-string guitar? I don't know anything about playing guitar.
Well, I actually have a 12-string.
I know that.
And it's pretty much the same thing. There's just... more strings.
I mean, far as playing a 12-string guitar, Glenn, the string is right next to it. So it actually is not as, like, to me, it's easier to push down the two because mm-hmm. it takes away the pressure in one point, then you got pressure points on two. The problem is it's darn expensive to keep strings around. You're constantly putting a new string on that thing because you broke one. So that's, and 12 strings sounds so much more amazing.
It does. It does sound more amazing.
Really so good.
So where did music come from? How did that pop into your life?
Where did music come from? Okay. Well, I started doing 1-hour shows by myself when I was 7.
Jeez. And what'd you sing? Yeah. Nursery rhymes? What did
I would sing? I would just sing country songs. I would sing everything from Patsy Cline to Kenny Chesney. I mean, I was born singing. Like, I was singing before I could walk. My grandma is a huge, influence on me. She sang in church, played the piano in church. And as soon as she saw that I liked singing, she kind of took me under her wing. Like, she's kind of my manager still to this day. She always gets me, my shows and my gigs lined up and helps me write songs. And she's just been a huge part of my life in that aspect of music. And I started playing guitar when I was about 13. And living in Nashville right now, I play and sing 5 days a week.
Cool.
So I end up playing guitar for about 20 hours a week at the end of the day and singing. So it's definitely grown on me, and I love my job more than anything. It's so cool.
Now, you have met some amazing people. You've shared the stage with Travis Tritt, and I know you tend to go more you tend to go more to the older country, and that's one of the things that Celeste liked about you. Her exact quote was that we need to play Little Handprints, which we will do, and that's kind of a horsey song, so we're going to play that right after we're done here. Mm-hmm. But she said she really liked it. If only country was still like her song instead of the crap it's turned into now. So that was a direct quote from Celeste. So there you go.
Well, that makes me feel good, I guess.
Well, if you're singing with Travis Tritt, that's the older stuff.
That's the older country. Yeah.
I think what Celeste doesn't like is the trend now is like these rock looking guys with like chain wallets and no sleeves on singing rap type country songs.
Yeah, almost Shakers.
So bizarre.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah, times have definitely changed. A lot of people, I mean, not a lot of people have many great things to say about today's country music, which is a shame. I mean, I think we should appreciate it for what it is. But I do have to say that the older country music, it talks about more real life things that more people can relate to, or they actually tell stories. I mean, today you're not going to be able to find another Merle Haggard anywhere, you know, Waylon Jennings, Blue Nelson. They just don't exist anymore. I mean, hopefully one day that kind of music will come back, but I'm trying my best to do what I can for country music. And I think the song Little Handprints has kind of showed how I feel about country, how I like to write and what I like to write about.
It is cool. And as I said, we'll be playing that here shortly. I really liked it too. You have a hero. And by the way, there's been a thing on the show for the last 5 years here that I would pay anybody that could get Carrie Underwood to show up here and say hi to us. And I had read that Carrie is one of your kind of heroes. Have you ever met her?
I have not met her. I would love to meet her one day. She is a huge inspiration to me. I've watched her since she was on American Idol, and ever since then, I've always followed her and looked up to her.
Who have you met that's been, like, your cool moment?
Cool moment? Oh, man. I would probably have to say Wynonna Judd.
Yeah?
I met her at the Nashville airport. I was actually walking to go get coffee in the airport. I used to play there.
You used to play at the airport?
Yes, I used to play at, there's a Tootsie's Orchid Lounge inside the Nashville airport, and I used to play in there.
God, love Nashville.
And I was walking to go get coffee one morning, and I seen this red hair. And I was like, oh my God, that's her, that's Wynonna. And I called my mom. She loves Wynonna Judd. I'm like, you'll never believe it, but Wynonna is sitting here, and I'm looking at her. She's like, well, go quick, get your coffee, and go over there and talk to her. I'm like, okay. So I went over to Wynonna, and I just said, it's so great to meet you. You're a huge inspiration. And she told me, what she said to me, she was like, don't let anybody ever tell you what to do. Do your own thing, write your own song, and just be yourself. And I got my picture with her, and it was so cool. She is such a class act. I love Wynonna.
There's a reason that women like her stay so famous for their entire lives. She's like a Dolly Parton. You know, those are the women that focus on what they want, and they don't let anybody bully them around. They don't let anybody disrespect them. They stay true to themselves. And that is absolutely how they have these unbelievably long careers, and people love them. And that was really great advice. Sure. I would imagine. I think it is.
Yeah. It really helped me out, because, you know, when you're in this business and you're trying to write songs, you try to write songs that sound like the ones that are already on the radio.
Yeah.
You get in a bad habit of doing that, because you think, well, if you write a song like them, maybe, you know, they'll want to play it on the radio, or somebody will want to pick you up because you sound like them. But recently I've realized that I don't really want to sound like anybody else. Like, I want to write a song that I think is cool, that I'm passionate about. And if somebody likes it, awesome. Great. But this is, you know, music is a huge part of my life, and I want to write songs that make me happy.
All right, honey, listen, when are you going to be on The Voice? What's going on?
I don't know. I have so many people that ask me that. I tried out for American Idol twice, and I didn't make it. But I haven't tried out for The Voice yet. I'm really scared to do that. It's pretty nerve-wracking.
Yeah, why would you want to try out in front of Blake Shelton, who's from Nashville and loves all female country singers? I mean, that would be ridiculous. You'd never want to do that.
Look, girl, you have the look, you have the sound, you just have to do it.
I know, I've got to do it.
Suck it up, get it done. I'm talking to you, Jared Rogerson, too. He needs to try out, too. You should be a duo.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we have another, Jared Rogerson is one of the guys we play all the time. He has such a good sound, but you know what? He loves his life. He gets to ride. He rides horses in the mountains for a living.
I know, and he has this beautiful wife and beautiful kid.
Yeah.
Like, he's beautiful, and he's happy, apparently, but I want to see him on The Voice.
Do you know Templeton Thompson?
Oh my gosh, I haven't met her, but some good friends of mine are friends with her, and I listen to her music a lot. She's awesome.
She's really good friends of ours. Been on our show 100 times, and I'll make sure that at some point here you're going to have to meet up with Tempe.
I mean,
yeah, you live close to each other. Yeah,
you both ride horses. She's super sweet. She'd be a great mentor for you. So we should definitely hook you guys up.
Yeah, I would love to meet her.
Yeah, she would be a good mentor for you.
Well, we're hear the song.
We're going to hear the song right now. I want to thank you so much for joining us. What's your website?
Thank you. My website is ChloeLittensMusic.com.
And I noticed only one song on iTunes, and it's the one we're going to do here. So,
that is my single right now.
And one other thing, and we'll give them a plug too. You did the official song for a company, didn't you, in the horse world?
Yes, I did. I'm so excited about that. I wrote a song for Absorbing, and they're such good friends of mine now. I wrote the song Two Hearts, One Dream for them, and now they use it as their promo song for their commercials and stuff like that. And that was such a fun experience.
Well, good for you. Congratulations. That's terrific.
Thank you.
That's terrific. All right. Very good. Well, you can buy this one song that we're going to play next. You can buy it on iTunes, or you can visit her website at ChloeLittensMusic.com. And Jennifer will post a link to it on our show notes. Thanks, Chloe.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thanks.
Side of that barn, riding horses around the front yard, getting caught swimming in that muddy pond. What'd I do to just go back to that farm? I'd ride that old gelding around that front field, spray paint on the tree trunks to let them know I was here. Spend one more evening on that front porch, oh Lord. In my mind, I still ain't made it out the door. Mount Olive Church Road is where my heart will be. So many nights walking drive lined with trees. I got in so much trouble, but mama just laughed at me and said that girl's a miss. I wonder what she'll grow up to be. I'd ride that old gelding around that front field, spray paint on the tree trunks to let them know I was here. Spend one more evening on that front porch, Lord. In my mind, I still ain't made it out the door. So many years have passed, but I still think about that place, wondering if the land is still laid out the same way, if the fences are still standing that me and Granddad built. Some memories come and go, but that farm never will. I'd ride that old gelding around that front field, spray paint on the tree trunks to let them know I was here. Just been one more evening on that front porch, oh Lord. In my mind, I still ain't made it out. Still ain't made it out the door. Little handprints on the side of that barn.
Welcome to BedInABox.com, where you'll find the most comfortable, pressure-relieving memory foam mattress at only one-third the cost of the leading brands. We have created an exclusive memory foam that sleeps cooler, rebounds quicker, and cradles your body in pain-relieving comfort better than other types of memory foams. Introducing our new memory foam technology. By swirl-infusing gel into our advanced memory foam, we have created an even cooler, more comfortable sleeping surface. Best of all, it's made right here in the USA. We believe we have created the world's best memory foam mattress. Using independent, accredited labs, we have tested our mattresses against the industry leaders to ensure comfort and durability. Test results show our mattresses relieve pressure better than the more expensive ones found in retail stores. Buying a mattress over the internet may seem risky. That's why we offer a 120-day zero-risk return policy. You get a full 100% refund if you're not satisfied. No hidden fees and no return shipping charges, and we back them with a 20-year warranty. Call, chat, or email one of our friendly customer care agents to learn why 99% of our customers sleep better and toss and turn less on their new bed-in-a-box mattress.
Well, you're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenda Geek here with Jamie Jennings, and Coach Jen is in the producer chair. Really Bad Ads is coming up, but first, there was an interesting post that, over in the private, super secret auditors Facebook group that was really funny. You want to share that, Jamie?
Oh my gosh, these people are so funny. So Jen just posted, I can't...
Oh, remember Wednesday we did the useless website thing? Yeah, it was
useless websites, and it was some... the crazy thing that Glenn sent me to, and all I did was stare at, you know, turtles all morning. So Jennifer posted the website for useless websites this morning was hilarious. What would be some useless websites for horse people? And Jennifer posted sparetime.com. So you're starting to get it's a sarcastic type thing. So the next one was, I had to take over and post a few, and this is RidingYourMustangWithABrokenFoot.com.
Oh, by the way, how did that go the other day?
Not so well, Glenn. Not so well. I thought
it might be a little soon to get on after you've shattered your foot like an egg to get on a week later. That might have been a little soon. Did your husband lecture you like I told him to?
Oh, dear God. Okay, so I'm in the arena, and I've done a little join up with him because he's great. He just goes around and around and around. Perfect. Join up. He comes over. Get the mounting block. He walks over to the mounting block. He's got the bareback pad on. He's wearing his dually halter. And I go to like... I'm just like, I'll just get on my belly and like shimmy up. There's a point where when you throw your belly over a horse that you have to use your feet and like push up and like jump. And oh,
your toes, actually.
Your toes. Everything in the foot that's broken went. And so the week of resting was wasted. I felt everything re-break, and I almost passed out.
All the same, you just never learn.
And so, of course, like there's a couple of people out there. Like I was just doing my thing, but one of my instructors was teaching her lessons, and I'm like, okay, can you take him? And of course, Chad is out there, but he's weed whacking or whatever, and he sees the whole thing. And I'm like, can you take him back for me? That'd be great. Sorry. And I'm like about to throw up. I'm laying on the ground. He's like, so Chad just comes over. I told you this was a bad idea and you shouldn't. I'm like, just stop. I get it. I'm about to pass out. I'm throwing up. My foot hurts. I get it. I don't need. I just think I just been a week and it's just 1 week and you need to give it a little. Get it. So annoying.
You go, Chad.
God, he was like so annoying. I'm like, I know, it hurt me. It hurt me. It didn't hurt you.
Oh, this brings back so many memories. It really does. It brings back so many memories for a lot of people out there. Me, you know, Jennifer had 14 staples in her head, and the next day she's out trying to ride stuff and can't even get her helmet on. I was like, you have 14 staples in your head in the shape of a horseshoe. You're not going to fit your helmet over the 14 staples and expect it not to hurt.
God, I love her. I'm just fine without my helmet, Jen. God, what are you thinking? Jeez. All right, that'll be our question of the day. Have you ever tried to ride hurt? Or Jennifer will figure out a way to word it. I'm on pain meds. I can't even. process.
All right, so back to this post. The post was, come up with some useless, sarcastic website names in the horse world.
Later on in the afternoon, I posted, watching other people ride your new horse is fun.com. Because it's not fun watching other people ride your new horse. Because Thor, I tried to get on bareback, and then when I realized I couldn't do it, then somebody else had to ride.
Well, then I posted horsewomenarenuts.com. And Casey Berger jumped in. Men who marry horse women are even more nuts.com.
Then the list is, it goes on and on, and it was great. I'm starving, but my horse board and feed bill is paid.com. My next is personal favorite. I don't remember who posted this, but it wasn't me. Jamie Jennings did not fall.com.
Yeah, everybody that's catching up on old shows now, I hear from going, she didn't fall.
I did not fall. I rode him all the way to the ground.
I love this one. Drinking, riding, and dogs don't mix.com. I think that
drinking
was directed at you, Jamie.
I really think
that was directed at you.
The next one was a little directed at you. GlennNeedsNewTights.com.
Yeah, I think they were all the busting on you. Somebody had to jump in. So yeah. That's an old joke for new listeners, by the way.
Yeah. This Andalusian is way out of your budget.com. Yeah, I know. I can't buy any of them. That goes for every girl, though.
And then after all the talk of Scooter, did I mention his video, by the way, on today's show yet? Did I mention that it's at 127,000 shares? Somebody posted ponyinapuddle.com, which sounds like it should be a website.
Which then proceeded to be followed by HRN auditors have too much time on their hands.com, which I don't know what these people do for a living, but they are amazing.
They spend a lot of time in the auditor page, let me tell you.
And then the next one was, I feel like somebody was giving me advice, and it said how to buy more horses and not get divorced.com.
Yeah, I kind of think most of these were directed at you, actually.
And then I thought you'd appreciate the next one.
Yeah, how to pick up divorcedhorsewomen.com.
That may be my favorite.
That's right. How to hide your new horses so you don't get divorced.com. I would love to read that website.
And then for all you horsewomen, this one's for you. How to avoid men who divorce their wives because of horses.com.
You should be reading these on Horse Hubby's episode, though.
Yeah, this is pretty good, actually.
Then I need qualitysperm.glenn.com.
Yeah, that's also an inside joke, which taken out of context sounds very bad, actually. Very
well,
bad.
Well, let me just point out that I got quality sperm, and it worked.
That's true. That's true. It wasn't for me. I'm just
because
saying.
I was picky about what sperm I ordered, Glenn. Say that, whatever. I don't care anymore. Soul has been crushed.
She's on pain meds, so let's do this.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware.
Horse trading.
They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare.
Horse trading.
Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is that time of the week when we do some really bad ads. We didn't get to do it last week because of the PodFest, but this week we are back, and we are going to first do the drawing for the prize for last month. Actually, prizes.
Technically, Glenn, it is, we're still in February. You see, you have a problem with the whole date thing. We are in
March
February.
4th.
This is this month's prize.
It's March 4th.
It's yes, last but month. Monday was February.
I know. Jennifer has a weird way of looking at the month. If the Monday starts in the last month, it's still part of last month.
That's
doesn't
right.
Doesn't matter what the calendar says.
That's right.
Okay, no, it confuses
Mom and Dad, stop yelling at each other.
All right, so the two prizes that we're giving away, and we're just going to go one package to the same person. We're going to give away a rocking horse feeder. Rocking horse feeders are patented feeding buckets that stand right up after being pushed. That's right. You knock them over and they're like a weebly wobbly. They just come right back up. These things are the best things. We have them for all the horses here on the farm now. Made of, in the USA, of superior materials and workmanship. They weigh a bunch because they actually have this metal plate in the bottom. And that's what makes them pop back up when they're knocked over. And they have a little lip on the inside so that the feed doesn't get spilled out. You don't waste feed with these things. They're the greatest things ever. It's called the spill prevention lip on the upper interior rim. It really works well. We really like these. They're constructed of 1/4 inch thick polyethylene, and these are tough stuff. They aren't going to break anytime soon. And did they have a just have a video, Jennifer, of them driving over one with a tractor?
Oh, and I missed that.
Yeah, they have a video of like them driving over one with a tractor. It is really well-made stuff. You can find them, just Google Rocking Horse Feeders. It's a little more expensive than your average feeder, but it's going to last a long time, and you're not going to waste half your feed on the ground. Also, from Fiona in Australia, who just did her show yesterday, if you missed it, check it out, because we had the man from Cox River on, Cox's River, and he talked about a new film that's coming out called The Man from Cox's River. So check that out if you missed it yesterday on Australia's show.
Is that like The Man from Snowy River, just a different
She's
river?
It's a different river. She's still working on getting the Snowy River episode together, and you will co-host it. She's trying to get some of the stars of the movie together.
She doesn't want me, because I won't be able to talk to Jim Craig. I just can't. And I'm not going to call
him Tom. She has a plan for that, and it's called pain medicine. She's going to have you take two before the episode starts.
If I talk to him on pain medicine, I will literally take off my clothes and behind the microphone and be like, ah, Jim Craig, I love you so much.
RealRiders.com is an online community for every adult rider. There are 6 initial hubs that will deliver content in written, video, and audio form, and a variety of industry leaders will be added to it regularly, providing resources, a resource base across all horsey topics. This is going to start in May, but whoever wins today will have a free pass to get started when the website opens. So we got the feeder and the website, and Jennifer, we have to pick between what? One and what?
1 and 156.
Jamie, you want to pick? We're going to pick a number. Now, this is everybody that has submitted a really bad ad for last month. 156 of you are going to
be... Oh, we're doing it before we read the ads?
Yeah, because this is for last month, and then I have to tell what the prize is for this coming month.
Oh, okay. 99.
Who 99. Is the winner, Jennifer? Ding, 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 99.
Ding. Agent 99. Marie Cornell wins the feeder and the free pass to Remote Coach.
Yay, Marie. Good job. Marie Cornell wins.
No, that's not who 99 was. I wanted something. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
You're going to really want the next prize, because this month the prize, and we haven't had this in a long time, so new listeners will not have heard this before, but everybody coveted this and wanted it from HorseGroomingSolutions.com, a grooming tote filled with products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than Horse Grooming Solutions, the brands that you've come to know and love, including, this is what's going to be in this package. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers. Silverado Show Grooming Products, Mane and Tail Products, Intense EQ Products, and a whole bunch of grooming tools, all as part of this prize package. You can find them all at your local tack shop or feed supplier or online at horsegroomingsolutions.com.
Best soap ever, shampoo ever. It comes in the little bottle you attach to the hose. It's good.
We have so fallen in love with that bottle you attach to the hose that... we have bought like 5 or 6 more of them since we got this package years ago. I just love that I can take my horse to the car wash and just get it done. I just love that.
Absolutely.
So there you go. There's the prize for this month. You're going to want to submit your ads. Let me tell you.
I just want you to know the teenagers are like, can I use it? I'm like, no, you're not old enough. Get a bucket and a sponge and do it the way I did it growing up. And I'm like, and get out of my way, because I might spray you with the soap.
Funny. All right. First ad was sent in by nobody. Apparently it's kind of crossed out, so I don't know who sent the first ad in. Donkey Good Home, $1. Free to Good Home, age unknown. Halters but does not lead well. Do not ride, cannot deliver.
Do not ride, cannot deliver. Woo! Yeah,
I can't touch this thing. It does not lead well. You're going to need a truck. Just drive it up.
You're going to need a horse. Like other donkeys are like, drive it
maybe
to
a
the
winch.
New location.
A little winch on your truck might help.
God.
I'm not encouraging that. I'm joking, people.
Mm-hmm, sure. Now, the next one is so great. And it was sent to me by Debbie Laux. So good. And I feel like this is only half of it, but I'll read what is here because the ad is so good. I almost need to find the other half. I think there's only half of it here. This is came from Debbie Laux, and this is in Sutherland in the Northern Cape. I don't even know where that is. I think it's New Zealand. I don't know. No. Have your child always been dreaming of training her own horse, Monty Roberts style? Appaloosa is the right breed, and this lovely filly is the right horse. Standing in Sutherland, Northern Cape, two-year-old, now is the time for building that special bond and time for join-up. Can be backed in a year. Lovely registered filly, tame as a dog, charming personality. Appaloosa horses do not kick or bite people. They are super easy to work with and make extremely reliable companions and best friends for young girls. If your daughter falls in love with a horse, it is very, very unlikely that she will ever be available for abusive relationships again.
What?
So just know that the time for building a special bond and join up for your daughter is now with our two-year-old Appaloosa. Email for more information. Everything about that is wrong. God.
We only had one horse in all the years we've had many, many horses that would dump every rider. It was an Appaloosa. Got everybody off.
Okay, everybody, send your hate mail to
no.
All you Appaloosa owners out there. Send your hate mail to Glenn at Horse Radio.
Appaloosa owners know. They know. They have them. They live with them. Appaloosa horses are very capable of biting or kicking.
Yes.
And what I just want
all horses are capable of biting and kicking.
Yes, every horse.
Even the celebrity scooter. Just saying. Go ahead.
Yeah. They all, every horse is a can bite or kick. And Appaloosa two-year-olds for young, I mean, they're literally like, take this young
and
horse.
Where did the abusive relationship thing came out of left field?
I'm sorry, that's creepy.
It was just creepy.
Oh gosh. So yeah, the Appaloosa is the right breed. Let me get your young daughter a two-year-old that they can grow together. You know, go ahead and play it because that's what this needs.
All right.
Green on green makes
sense. Oh, sorry. I didn't pick up on that one. Sorry. You know, I don't have
they're trying to sell a two-year-old. And
I
by
know,
the way,
I don't have it handy right now.
They're saying that you can train it Monty Roberts style.
I like, can that's play the whole again, Monty Roberts. If you
no,
like. No. Okay.
I don't
want to. All right. Freak Ramona sent in free cows. I got 250 free cows to give away as soon as possible. Please contact me as soon as possible. First call, first serve.
Why? I
asked Jennifer that because this one was a little creepy too. This one is a little weird, and she said stolen cows. If you,
but why would you be giving them away?
Yeah, well, that's true. You're not making any money. That doesn't make any sense. I don't know why you'd give away your 200 cows. I don't know
because he stole 400 and he has these left, and he's got to get rid of them quick. And the
police are coming.
The police are on their way. Somebody come in.
I kind of picture Cooter, you know, showing up. Is
hard,
what I
it's hard to hide 300 cows.
It's true. That is true. Lisa sent in. There's just no explanation for that one. Lisa sent in the next one. For real, super fancy green prospect. I wish nobody says where these things were, so I don't know what accent they are. I'm just going to go with my normal voice. But for real, super fancy green prospect. Cool run, 16-3 to 17 hand, unraced, 2012, TB gelding. Clean, sound, no kices.
No kices?
Kices. I read them like they're written. Huge, floaty, flat knee, jaw-dropping, head-turning gates.
What'd she look up all the adjectives she could find about a gate? Like, put them all in.
Dot, dot, dot. And has proved in loose school he can jump just as nice. Dot, dot, dot. Big and fancy as it gets. Dot, 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 dot. Been turned out all fall and winter. Dot, dot, dot. Back in shod, dewormed, current on shots, teeth floated, needs bath, trim and clip. Dot, dot, dot. Will. Go under saddle shortly. Fabulous opportunity to make/develop a potential AA show hunter, price high, four figures will only go up, 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 dot, dot, dot. So PM only if you're a serious buyer. There we go.
There we are. It's jaw-dropping, floating flat, head-turning gates.
He's jaw-dropping flat, need huge floaty proven school jump is nice, big and fancy.
Big as fancy as it gets. God. And the it's four figures. Going to go up. I love how they always do that. It's going to go up. This price isn't going down. Unless, of course, I can't sell it. Then I'll put the price down. But it's going up. Going up.
Please do the next trailer. I can't stand it.
Jessica Troop sent the trailer of the weekend. This is unique. It's the first hippie trailer we've had. Single axle, single horse trailer. Single axle, single horse trailer, $325 in Nevada. It's the right price. This is the single axle, single horse trailer. Would work good for goats or small animals too. Grandkids used it for an art project, one rat. I don't know what that means, one rat. You'll probably want to paint it.
No, don't paint it. No,
that's what makes it.
And I don't think that the grandkids used it for an art project. The grandkids just basically destroyed it with spray paint. And there are smiley faces and peace signs and hearts.
Because I am swirlies. Hip, I know that that's called tagging. They tagged it.
Oh, you're right. That's tagging. Yes. They tagged it.
Yes, that's now, because I am hip. I knew that.
This trailer is amazing, and it's beautiful, and it has been tagged. Glenn, you're so hip. But I want you to notice the trailer behind it in the photo. Did you notice the trailer?
Oh, I didn't even notice the trailer behind it.
It's got backup singers.
There's a trailer behind it that is... It's
painted.
It looks like a goat trailer, but it's Pepto-Bismol
pink,
rusted out with the walls coming out.
And I am shaking right now because look at that color pink in that trailer. By the way, we'll post this on our Horse in the Morning Facebook page. Look at that color pink. That was the color of the house I grew up in.
Oh my God, are you serious?
I had to tell people, my friends, my little middle school friends, that when they were coming to visit, oh, don't worry, you'll find it. It's only pink house in the middle of the street. And it was that color pink.
Oh my goodness.
So now you know how I grew up the way I did. Just saying.
That you're a lucky guy. Lucky guy. Now, the next one, I know you're supposed to read it, but it says that it wants me to read
it. Yeah, this is supposed to be yours. Please. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Because it
mercy,
was a teen
Joy.
Girl. A 15-year-old girl wrote it, so it has to be you.
Oh, was it 15-year-old?
Yeah, it was. Sure. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there it is. I see it. Okay. All right. Just know that I don't read these ahead of time, so I'm just going to read it as I see it. And she wants it. It is a 15-year-old girl.
From Joy.
I got to get into character. Free lease broke mare. And this is in Hooks. Hi, lovely Palomino. We like call Jubilee for like a free lease. Lease her as long as you like. But like I reserve breeding rights this March. And obviously, if you're riding a lot, she'll need a break early and a late term in her pregnancy. She was like my first horse. And I have some such a long way with her. But I've like been bucked off twice. So she needs someone with like medium experience. She's totally a like very sweet mare. And in all the hours that I've like worked with Jubilee, she's never ever once like pinned her ears at me and not even while she's bucking. Which tells me that like she may have a muscle or joint pain or like totally perhaps she was just afraid to be away from the other horses. Cause like if you're bringing her to a private pasture and have no buddies for her, I can like send along a young colt or a goat. So like she doesn't have problems with separation anxiety because like if you don't have any tack, you can totally borrow my saddle. Although it's old and like as the picture shows, I totally don't have like a great saddle blanket and that is a must. I ride her like with a simple halter and reins tied to it. No bit. She is like totally easy to catch in her 100-acre paddock.
Wow.
That's not a paddock. That's pasture. Yeah. Sorry. She's like easy to catch in her 100-acre paddock. And like, I don't even need feed. In the winter, she's totally allowed free choice hay, but like she's mostly a grazer. And so like she won't even eat grain. If you have a decent pasture, she can like totally do the same thing there. Keeps going. I'm 15 and like I don't usually have trouble with her, although I really like wouldn't allow my little siblings to ride her unless I was like leading them, because totally if you lead her she's like perfect, but she's like very very desensitized and like barely anything bothers her, but like she's used to yappy aggressive dogs and like goats scampering under her feet as well as the rooster crow. She's used to the rooster crowing. She has like access to a barn here, but only really uses it in the nasty weather. And there was like a simple contract that you'll have to sign. So just basically saying that I own her and I own the rights to take her back if like I don't like the treatment that she's receiving. No fine print. There's like lots I could say about her. So because you haven't said it really. There's lots I can say about her. So, like, if you have questions, totally.
I have none. I know everything I need to know.
Email and text receive fastest service, although I can call because she's a teenager. They don't talk on the phone anymore. Receive fast service, although I can't call just after a call. It may like take a day or two before I can get back to you. So like leasing her is a good idea because she's escaped a lot lately. And like I need to fix the fences before I can hold her here securely.
Well read, my friend.
I'm on pain meds. Like, that was, like, a long time. That did seem like 20 minutes. I just wait for 20 minutes.
It's about 20 minutes long. It really is. God, this is the sister. If you have a sister and you're the older brother, this is the one that you're constantly saying, would you just shut up? Just be quiet. I'm so sick of your talking. You never stop talking.
And the bottom line of this ad is, hi. It's like, she could have been like, hi. I need to lease my mare out until I fix the fences because she keeps escaping. And just FYI, needs an experienced rider because she's fucked. Like, that's all you needed.
That's right. All right, I'll do the next one. Melody sent this one in. This is out of Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
I have a yearling. I have a yearling by These Irons Are Hot out of an artificially designed mare. Selling is great. If you want papers, price goes up. Because I don't give those away for free. Not been messed with much. Needs some weight. Very sweet once you start messing with him. Going to finish out over 16 hands, so would be a super hunter under saddle prospect. And he jumps anything, including 6-foot panels. So oh, he could excel in that area too. He does not need to be in a pasture alone or he will jump out. $1,200 are best offer. I need to move him.
Yeah, because he's jumping out. He's going to run away, and I'll get nothing for him.
These two should meet up, the mare and this one. They should get together.
They're probably running out to breed each other.
Oh, you know what? I was wrong. It was artfully designed, not artificially designed.
It was so much more funny.
What's funnier artificially? Oh, you want to do the next one? We're all messed up here.
A black Arabian mare. This came from Renee. Renee, black Arabian mare, Cheyenne. It's Cheyenne spelled wrong. Excuse me. Cheyenne, black. Oh, beautiful. Black half Arabian, around 19, She got barn sore. You take here away from her friends and she will buck. Only rode twice last year. $400 firm. I belave with more reading, she will be fine.
I'm sure. They're always fine when you ride them more. Boy, yeah. Bucking is a trend here today. Escaping fences and bucking was the theme of the day here on these ads.
Then that's why you don't buy horses off Craigslist.
Oh, but that's where or I got Scooter.
Point made.
Good batch of ads there today, everybody. If you want to send an ad in to be qualified for the a Grooming Solutions prize pack for this month, then send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Put really bad ads in the subject line and copy and paste the entire ad into the email. Don't send a link. They go away, and then we don't have your really great ad. So that was really fun. We'll be doing more next week.
Now, I want to give an honorable mention to the... I don't know. You said we've read this one before, and so has Jennifer said that this one actually won a long time ago, but it's making its round, and it was submitted to me by a lot of people. Several people sent this one to me, and it's the one that you'll see. It's in Prescott, they call it, bless their heart, up in Arizona, and it's a huge genital horse. Can I read it real quick?
Yes, I remember this one.
Huge genital horse, $750. Yes, I said genital. You will smile when you rid on this sweat glutton. Everybody always comments on his genitalness, and they love him. He is a glutton, so no worries about pregnancy. Pregnancy, oddly enough, is spelled correctly. He really licks when our kids are on him. We use him for trials. He's 15.5 hands and 5 years old. He's a yellowish color. WRITE, right home is Empower Tamed. Come try our boy. We can BORED board him here, HEAR, if you lick. Thanks, you. That is a real ad from Prescott.
Was there anything
Arizona
spelled correctly?
Pregnancy. The like biggest word. The biggest the only word. One that was spelled right.
Oh my. All right. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. All the other shows on the network are coming out. Stable Scoop will be out today with another listener. So we have another listener, one of our longest listeners. So we kind of figured that she is probably right up there with Rhonda. She said she thinks at episode 5 of Stable Scoop 8 years ago. So you're going to want to take a listen to hear who was our listener of the week this week on Stable Scoop. We're also starting a new series on Stable Scoop with one of the podcasters we met at the podcasting conference on productivity and how to be more productive as horse people, which is something we all could use. So we have a lot of fun stuff coming up on those shows. Dressage will be out and all the other shows as well. So you can find all of those on our app. Just go to Horse Radio Network on iOS or Android App Store, and it's free. It's simple to download, and it's the easiest way to listen to our shows. Hopefully someday the live version of this show will be on the app. We're kind of working on that. So hopefully we can make that happen at some point.
Lisa Bick just wrote on our Facebook page that her son Connor is mimicking everything that we're doing. Oh, hi, no. Connor. And he keeps saying dot, 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 dot. And he laughs every time we laugh. So she said, please don't cuss in the next 15 minutes. No worries.
Sorry about the genital thing.
Lucas, can you say dot, dot, dot?
There you go.
Good job, bud. All right, everybody. I won't be here Monday because I'll be a millionaire in Vegas. What?
Yeah. We have Lisa Wysocki filling in on Monday, so she'll be here. And, of course, Leslie will be here. And I'm still hoping that the auditors will know what I'm talking about. I'm hoping that thing comes through, but we have no confirmation yet. So we're still working on it. And if you want to know what that's all about, join our auditor group and we'll get you in the super secret Facebook page.
Sorry, I said genital, Lisa.
She's on pain meds.
Spain and her girl, you guys have a great talk to Wednesday.
See you Monday.
I'm lucky. One of his 19 pills.